奉贤区中考英语质量抽查试卷。
Part 1. Listening.
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. Robert usually gets up early, but yesterday morning he got up very late. 1. Robert usually gets up early, but yesterday morning he got up very late.
2. They can't believe it. These cars are very expensive. 2. They can't believe it. These cars are very expensive.
3. Janet doesn't like waiting for the bus in the rain. 3. Janet doesn't like waiting for the bus in the rain.
4. Swimming is okay, but running is more fun. 4. Swimming is okay, but running is more fun.
5. When John is feeling sad, he bakes a cake. 5. When John is feeling sad, he bakes a cake.
6. Jack has been afraid of dogs since his neighbor's dog bit him last year. 6. Jack has been afraid of dogs since his neighbor's dog bit him last year.
2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 7. Jenny, how many hours of television do you watch every day?
As usual, I watch 2 hours a day.
请再听一遍。
Jenny, how many hours of television do you watch every day?
As usual, I watch 2 hours a day.
Question. How many hours does Jenny watch TV?
Let's go shopping together, David.
All right. Take a reusable bag, will you?
That's a good idea.
请再听一遍。
Let's go shopping together, David.
All right. Take a reusable bag, will you?
That's a good idea.
Question. Do they take a reusable bag or a reused bag?
Nine. Jack, do you think a good way to learn a language is to read a textbook?
I'm sorry. A better way is to practice with a native speaker.
请再听一遍。
Jack, do you think a good way to learn a language is to read a textbook?
I'm sorry. A better way is to practice with a native speaker.
Question.How is the man's idea to learn a language better?
Ten. What do you think of a healthy man, Linda?
In my opinion, he's average height, well-built, and always kind to others.
请再听一遍。
What do you think of a healthy man, Linda?
In my opinion...He's average height, well-built, and always kind to others.
Question. How is a healthy man in Linda's view? 11. Janet, I suppose all the tourists rested when they went to their hotel.
That's right. They were very busy. By 5 o'clock...Winnie had washed her hair and Victor had phoned home. Matt and Chris had had some tea and Rita had changed some money.
请再听一遍。
Janet, I suppose all the tourists rested when they went to their hotel.
That's right. They were very busy. By 5 o'clock, Winnie had washed her hair and Victor had phoned home. Matt and Chris had had some tea...And Rita had changed some money.
Question. What had Tom done by 5 o'clock? 12. Hello, Connie. Will it be possible for me to visit your company to collect the information?
I would be glad. Would you be available any time?
I'm available any day between 4 and 6.
请再听一遍。
Hello, Connie. Will it be possible for me to visit your company to collect the information?
I would be glad. Would you be available any time?
I'm available any day between 4 and 6.
Question. When will the man be available to collect the information?
Hello, Jenny. You look busy. Anything I can do to help?
Thanks, Jack, but I can manage.
Come on. Let me give you a hand. If you want, I could do some typing.
请再听一遍。
Hello, Jenny. You look busy. Anything I can do to help?
Thanks, Jack, but I can manage.
Come on. Let me give you a hand. If you want, I could do some typing.
Question. What can Jack help Jenny to do?
Hey, Sally. Can you imagine what people's lives in August 2040 will be like?
I'm sorry. Can you tell me something about it?
I got the idea that they can buy everything on the internet. From quickbuy.com, for example, the underwater magic hotel, the greenhouse, and the CJ3 hydrogen car.
Great! I'm looking forward to the year 2040.
请再听一遍。
Hey, Sally. Can you imagine what people's lives in August 2040 will be like?
I'm sorry. Can you tell me something about it?
I got the idea that they can buy everything on the internet. From quickbuy.com, for example, the underwater magic hotel, the greenhouse, and the CJ3 hydrogen car.
Great! I'm looking forward to the year 2040.
Question. Which one does the man not mention in the dialogue? Let's have a drink, Vicky. We've got cola, milk, tea and coffee. Which would you prefer?
I'd prefer a cola. What about you, Tony?
I'm going to have a hot coffee. I need something to warm me up. Waiter, one cola and one coffee, please.
请再听一遍。
Let's have a drink, Vicky. We've got cola, milk, tea and coffee. Which would you prefer?
I'd prefer a cola. What about you, Tony?
I'm going to have a hot coffee. I need something to warm me up. Waiter, one cola and one coffee, please.
Question. What can you learn from the dialogue?
16. Oh, Stella, I'm having a holiday in Shanghai. It's a wonderful moment.
Where will you go in Shanghai?
People's Square. There was a nice atmosphere. Some elderly people were doing ballroom dancing. Children were flying kites. Teenagers were roller skating. Some men were practicing sword fighting.
Great! People in Shanghai live a comfortable life.
请再听一遍。
Oh, Stella, I'm having a holiday in Shanghai. It's a wonderful moment.
Where will you go in Shanghai?
People's Square. There was a nice atmosphere. Some elderly people were doing ballroom dancing. Children were flying kites. Teenagers were roller skating. Some men were practicing sword fighting.
Great! People in Shanghai live a comfortable life.
Question. Why do people in Shanghai choose People's Square to do some activities?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
Goodbye, Ronaldo. Ronaldo finally said goodbye to the green field. The world's greatest soccer star made the decision with tears on his face. Ronaldo began his sports career in 1993. In the past 18 years, he helped Brazil win 2 World Cups. He also played for many top European teams. With amazing footwork, Ronaldo won fans everywhere he played. "I want to continue," Ronaldo said, "but I have lost to my body." He said that he thought about ending his career more than once in the last 2 years. Besides knee problems, Ronaldo got other diseases 4 years ago. The disease made it difficult for him to lose weight and stay in shape. Though retired, Ronaldo plans to work for the football world. He is also planning to create a school to help poor children and teenagers in the capital where he grew up. "The story of my life is an example to tell them that anything could be possible if you try hard," Ronaldo said.
请再听一遍。
Goodbye, Ronaldo. Ronaldo finally said goodbye to the green field. The world's greatest soccer star made the decision with tears on his face. Ronaldo began his sports career in 1993. In the past 18 years, he helped Brazil win 2 World Cups. He also played for many top European teams. With amazing footwork, Ronaldo won fans everywhere he played. "I want to continue," Ronaldo said, "but I have lost to my body." He said that he thought about ending his career more than once in the last 2 years. Besides knee problems, Ronaldo got other diseases 4 years ago. The disease made it difficult for him to lose weight and stay in shape. Though retired, Ronaldo plans to work for the football world. He is also planning to create a school to help poor children and teenagers in the capital where he grew up. "The story of my life is an example to tell them that anything could be possible if you try hard," Ronaldo said.
Four. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
"Good morning. I'm a reporter from the Students' Post.
Could you give me a few minutes for a short interview?"
"Sure, I'd love to. What's it about?"
"We're doing a survey of students' spare time. We want to find out what activities you usually do in your spare time. So would you tell me your first name?"
"John. John Brown."
"Okay, John Brown. B-R-O-W-N. Brown. John. Right."
"Yes."
"How old are you?"
16.
"Which school are you in?"
"The Gold Sun Foreign Language School."
"I see. Do you have activities every day?"
"Well, I want to, but I can't. I have to do a lot of homework. I usually have indoor activities from 6 to 7 on Monday evening."
"Then how about weekends?"
"On Saturday afternoon. I can do outdoor activities for 3 hours."
"Oh, I see. That means you spend 5 hours doing the activities each week. Am I right?"
"Yes."
"Then what kind of activities do you like?"
On Monday evening, I like running very much. And climbing the hills on Saturday afternoon is also my habit."
"Running and climbing. Okay, thank you very much."
"You are welcome."
请再听一遍。
"Good morning. I'm a reporter from the Students' Post."
"Could you give me a few minutes for a short interview?"
"Sure, I'd love to. What's it about?"
"We're doing a survey of students' spare time. We want to find out what activities you usually do in your spare time. So would you tell me your first name?"
"John. John Brown."
"Okay. John Brown. B-R-O-W-N. Brown. John. Right."
"Yes."
"How old are you?"
16.
"Which school are you in?"
"The Gold Sun Foreign Language School."
"I see. Do you have activities every day?
Well, I want to, but I can't. I have to do a lot of homework. I usually have indoor activities from 6 to 7 on Monday evening.
Then how about weekends?
On Saturday afternoon. I can do outdoor activities for 3 hours.
Oh, I see. That means you spend 5 hours doing the activities each week. Am I right?
Yes.
Then what kind of activities do you like?
On Monday evening, I like running very much. And climbing the hills on Saturday afternoon is also my habit.
Running and climbing. Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome.